This time at Insight takes us to Fairfield University with Tucker Nathans. Tucker, you played both baseball and soccer at Fairfield for 3 years, but now heading into your senior season, you're going to focus solely on baseball. What brought you to the decision to leave soccer behind?
You know, well, it was a very tough decision to end my soccer career at Fairfield, but I had a good baseball summer. The last three years have had pretty good success in baseball, and I'm looking to try to make a future out of playing baseball. So by strictly focusing my fall and my spring semesters by playing baseball, hopefully it'll help me with the draft and see if I can start a future in it.
Obviously, when you're playing soccer, you're talking about late July, and you're running all the way, into November, late November sometimes. How much baseball were you able to do in the past, your first 3 years there?
I wasn't able to do a lot of baseball at all. Pretty much during soccer season, it was basically a full commitment, and I didn't really pick up a bat, didn't really take any ground balls. It was tough to lift and work out. It was a big commitment for the soccer team because, the soccer team here at Fairfield is very well known and, mm-hmm. and it's a very good team. So I had to be fully committed to just to play soccer here.
I guess you're in good shape, but when it didn't translate very much to baseball, I guess, right?
No, it's a little different. I lose some of my baseball size during the soccer season. And even though my conditioning gets pretty good during soccer season, sometimes I have to start over because I lose about 10 to 15 pounds of maybe muscle during the soccer season.
You touched on it kind of a second ago. What was the toughest thing overall just about playing, whether it's soccer and baseball, just playing two sports at the collegiate level?
The toughest thing? I don't know. I mean, it wasn't. It's not that it's tough. It's just, I guess it's not being with your friends playing, Like when I'm playing soccer, I miss playing with like playing baseball. And when I'm with the baseball team, sometimes I miss playing soccer.
Mm-hmm.
I have very good friends on both teams, and it just I think the toughest is just not being around them all the time.
Coming out of high school, did you think you were a better baseball player or soccer player?
I think I played more soccer coming out of high school, but then as I got to college, baseball started to pick up a little more, and I began to play a little more baseball.
You played over the summer with Danbury in the New England Collegiate Baseball League. How would you describe that experience? It sounded like a pretty good summer for you.
It was an amazing summer. It was a great experience with the organization, great organization, great coaching staff. I couldn't have really asked to be at a better place. I honestly had the summer of my life. It was amazing.
What's the biggest difference playing summer ball compared to playing with your college team?
Probably playing with Fairfield, it's playing with a little different group of people. A lot of people from the Northeast, from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. Whereas with summer ball, you meet guys from a lot of different schools from the South, a lot of big time schools,
mm-hmm.
get to learn some new things. The way they do things down South is sometimes a little different than the way we do things here in the Northeast. And just different guys with different personalities, playing the game a little different.
You also got to play at an All-Star game at Fenway Park. What was that experience like?
It was great. Being able to step onto Fenway, where all the major leaguers have played, and it was pretty incredible. The game got rained out after I think 4 or 5 innings. Just being able to step onto the field, in a baseball uniform was really incredible.
You've made 137 straight starts at second base there at Fairfield. Are you the Iron Man of Fairfield baseball?
I don't know if I'm the Iron Man of Fairfield baseball, but I'm always ready to play. I never want to be taken out of the game. I'm just ready to, give it everything I have, every time I step out there.
You talked about wanting to focus on baseball to try to make it into a career. As you head into your senior season this fall and going into the season, what do you see as the things that you really need to do to make yourself a viable pro prospect?
I'm always trying to, get faster and stronger, which is key. But I think I want to be able to show everyone that I can play multiple positions comfortably and that I can hit with the best of them.
What's the toughest thing about being a college baseball player?
The toughest thing is probably having to balance baseball and school.
What is the best thing about being a college baseball player?
Stepping out onto the field, up to 4 or 5 times a week and playing games with a bunch of your friends.
Before I let you go, I want to do some word association with you. I'm going to throw some different things at you. You just tell me what comes to mind. Let's start with a teammate of yours, Carmine DeVito.
Carmine, such a great worker. I hit with him, you know, every day. You know, if I ever need someone to hit with, he's the one that I go to.
Your head coach, John Slosar.
Great coach, you know, always there for me. Whenever I have a question or need help, he's always there.
Yankees or Red Sox?
Definitely the Yankees. Big Yankee fan.
Derek Jeter.
My idol.
Dustin Pedroia.
Another, you know, even though he's a Red Sox, I really look up to Dustin Pedroia. He's a great second baseman, and, you know, if I could play anywhere near him, you know, I'd be completely happy with that.
And the last one, Tucker Nathans.
Trying to make a name for myself.
Good deal. And focusing on baseball right now as he heads into his senior season, Tucker Nathans, best of luck to you, and thanks a lot for joining us.
All right, thank you.